Now, more on a story that we broke on the Nolan Show yesterday. 20 deaths have been linked to a new unregulated drug that was introduced in Northern Ireland last year. The drug has a number of street names, including speckled cherries and speckled crosses. A coroner has likened the deaths to having a serial killer on the loose. The toxicology scientist, Dr. Mark Piper, is with us this morning. Dr. Piper, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What can you tell us about this drug?
This drug, like a lot of legal highs that are out there, are incredibly dangerous chemicals, and they are chemicals, they're not really drugs. They're very, very dangerous materials. People should stay clear from them. They're just materials that people should not be using and abusing.
What's in them?
Well, this particular drug, the 4-methylaminarex, the 44-DMAR, it's a chemical that's very similar in structure to it's an appetite suppressant. It was a drug that was actually withdrawn a number of years ago, and it's a slightly changed chemical, so the structure of the chemical was changed. So it still has a stimulant effect, similar to amphetamines, but it also has potentially lethal consequences.
And obviously, you must do lots of you must do lots of tests on all different drugs. You work for Randox. Have there been any studies done on this drug as to the effect that it has?
Well, yes, Randox are one of the world leaders in development of new testing for new types of drugs. And as this drug has been emerging over the past couple of years, it was first discovered in the Netherlands in 2012. Led to a number of deaths in Europe and then obviously the deaths in Northern Ireland more recently. We've constantly been working on developing tests for all of these emerging drugs here in Northern Ireland.
Who's developing them?
A lot of these chemicals, and I have to stress that they are really chemicals and not drugs, a lot of these chemicals are coming from the Far East and a lot of different clandestine labs around the world. Unfortunately, people can buy these chemicals over the internet. They're identified as not being for human consumption, but people buy them and obviously abuse them and leading to fatal consequences.
And what do they actually do to the human body?
Well, as I say, this particular drug really originated from an appetite suppressant. So the modified drug has a stimulatory effect quite similar to amphetamines and to ecstasy. So it leads to some degree of euphoria, which is why people are abusing it. But it also leads to hypothermia, so overheating, can also cause foaming at the mouth and breathing problems, and ultimately potentially cardiac arrest as well.
Okay. Dr. Piper, thank you very much indeed. We'll be speaking to the PSNI on the programme very shortly indeed.